Well, after a couple of postseason games where the team looked sluggish and down on their luck, things are now back at fever pitch for the Nationals. Jason Wirth's game-ending homer last night extended their surprising season, forcing tonight's Game 5 with the Cardinals.
Joining us with more, Tom Boswell, Washington Post sports columnist. Thanks for being here, Tom.
Hey, good to be with you.
So Washington hasn't had playoff baseball since 1933. This is kind of a beautiful moment for the city.
I've been talking to people this morning who were at the game yesterday, and to a person, the ones who are longtime Washingtonians, said it was the loudest crowd they had ever heard, including RFK for Redskin games 20 and 30 years ago. The place absolutely went nuts. I don't think people really have a sense of the difference between summer baseball, where you go and you have a hot dog and a beer and you talk to the person next to you, and playoff baseball. People stood from the sixth inning on and never sat down for like an hour and 20 minutes. And they never stopped cheering, you know, every pitch. It was a new experience for a lot of them, and I think a lot of people there just had no idea that's what baseball was like when it mattered.
Yeah, and I want to talk to you more about that, because postseason baseball is so different than regular season baseball. The Nationals have an assignment now where they have to win a single game. I mean, tell us how difficult that is. It took us 162 of these games just to figure out who belonged in the postseason.
During the time that I've covered baseball, one of the oddest patterns has been that for decades before I came on I got to cover things, there had always been a pattern that if the home team won the next to the last game of the World Series to force a seventh game, they were always disappointed and never won the seventh game. In other words, the Nats would lose the game tonight. Then starting in the early 1980s, there have been like 15 postseason series in a row where the next to the last game was won by the home team, and the home team has won every one of those games since, so including last year's World Series in St. Louis. So I have no idea what to make of the pattern that, you know, for 30 years it could go one way, and then for 30 years it could always go the other. But right now it's certainly running, the trend's running the Nationals' way, and they've got their best pitcher going.
Hey, Tom, I'm one of those people who love Jason Wirth's, you know, I really don't care mustache and beard and crazy hair, and watching him slug that thing out of the field, I just wanted to climb through the set and hug him.
I think a lot of people did. He took a lot of criticism last year, as some free agents do when they sign for a lot of money. But the influence that he is in the clubhouse, the stabilizing influence, if you were going to name the 10 greatest postseason hitters ever, including Babe Ruth and Reggie Jackson, Jason Wirth now has 14 homers and about 160 postseason at bats. That makes him one of the best postseason hitters ever. And that's part of why they got him. And in recent weeks, when that team has hit a real bad spot, he does not like to talk. He's very smart, but he doesn't like to yak. He has come out and made himself available to the media and has sort of been the spokesman for the team and has figured out how to say the right things and say, look, we've won two in a row a million times. We can do this. We just got to win the next one. So he's doing it all. He's being a leader in the clubhouse. He's opening his mouth when it's needed. And then last night he... that's the first big baseball moment in this town in 80 years.
He definitely spoke with his bat last night. Davey Johnson says the team's all geared up. It's a rematch of Game 1 starter tonight, Gio Gonzalez and Adam Wainwright. Gonzalez walked quite a few batters his last outing, and the Nationals pitching staff, do you think they're a little tired at this point?
I would be shocked if a pitcher as good as Gio Gonzalez and as proud as he is did not come out and have a sharp game tonight. I would really be surprised. He got very rattled. It was his first time in the postseason, but he was also on the road. There's also a pattern that you see with pitchers in his spot tonight. He might have a rocky first inning, but if he gets out of the first inning, even if he's down a run, even if he's down two runs, I'm not sure you're going to see many or any more St. Louis runs on the board for six or seven innings.
All right.
I think Gio will be very nice tonight.
Thanks a million, Tom. We appreciate it.
Sure.
Washington Post sports columnist Tom Boswell.